Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first installment of the No Freedom League podcast, man. It's your man, Jerz, going ham with you, man, for the next 60 minutes, man. Look, I've been wanting to get on air anyway, but just the whole, just really what's been happening, man, the last few weeks in this great country we call the United States of America, just thinking about this whole Colin Kaepernick situation and really just fully digesting, I guess, where we are as a country and where we are not. And it's really sad, man, because it's just sad, man. It really is. You know, and I've had conversations with some very, very well-placed people. I'll just say that. You know what I mean? I've actually spoken with a gentleman that actually did business with Donald Trump. And I'm not even going to go in on that clown, but it's just funny how, you know, you think a person might be this or might be that, but he really broke it down. And he was just like, look, man, Donald Trump isn't a racist. He just doesn't give a fuck about you if you don't have no money. Pardon my French, but that's exactly what he said. And I totally believe that. You know what I mean? I totally believe that. And so he basically said that Trump doesn't give a damn about a poor white person as much as he doesn't give a damn about a poor black person. He doesn't care, man. He only knows that dollar, man. And unfortunately, the NFL only knows that dollar, because I'm really surprised, man. As much as Roger Goodell tries to pass the league off as, you know, being so concerned with, you know, the NFL community and blah, blah, blah. And you can't really be that way and be doing Colin Kaepernick the way he's being done. You know, you can't tell me he isn't being blackballed when that's exactly what he's being. He's being blackballed, bro. You've had 26, 27 quarterbacks signed since the offseason has, you know, since the offseason started. So he's not found a team as of yet, and it's absolutely bananas that he is not. I mean, you cannot tell me that this man cannot play, man. You can't tell me that all of a sudden, you know, he just can't do it anymore. I mean, the San Francisco situation last year, man, let's just be honest, it was terrible. I mean, San Fran fell off as fast as any organization that I can remember in the last 10, 15 years, man. I mean, think about it. They were hardball. They were, you know, vaunted defense. You know what I'm saying? Smash you in the mouth in the run game. They could come in your building and beat you. And teams like that scare other NFL teams. Like, Colin Kaepernick was in no way hidden in San Francisco's greatness. Like, for Harbaugh to do what he did, benching Alex Smith and putting Kaepernick in, that team hit another gear. And to think that Colin Kaepernick couldn't do that again at the young age of just 29, my man isn't even 30 yet, man. And the NFL trying to kick dirt on his NFL career, like, no, it's over. You can't play. You're no good. You're terrible. But yet this man threw 16 touchdowns to only 4 interceptions for a San Francisco team that only won 2 games. Try this on for size, man. Blaine Gabbert, whose starting position was taken by Colin Kaepernick, is actually employed by the Arizona Cardinals. So they chose Blaine Gabbert over Colin Kaepernick. Wow. a division rival, mind you. Why is that? I'll tell you why, man, and I've said it before. White folks don't want black folk problems. It's true. Oh, it's damn true. And you know what? I can't blame them. And I don't blame them. But the reality of it is, you can't turn a blind eye to what you know is wrong, man. You know what I mean? You may not want to inherit the problems of another race, but you still, as a decent human being, should not be able to turn your blind eye to injustice. And for Colin Kaepernick to be blackballed for simply doing what he felt was right in representation of the blacks that were slain at the hands of the police department, various police departments all across the country. You know what I mean? So should we not want accountability from the same people that are paid and trained to protect us? We're talking about unarmed civilians, man, in all these cases. Like, even if a gun was you know, found, it wasn't like on the person. Like, I'm not about to even talk about all of that, man. I'm not even about to get into all of that. Okay? The bottom line is, unarmed civilians that just happen to be African American are being taken out, man. Taken out. I'm seeing video upon video of Caucasian individuals kicking, fighting, wrestling with the police, and they live. You know what I'm saying? They live. In this case, I mean, there's so many cases, man. You got people that comply with the officer's request and still end up getting shot. You know, I mean, and they're taking out the good people, man. You know what I mean? Like Philando Castile, God rest his soul, man. He was a good dude, by all accounts, from his works. And for him to be gunned down like that, man, in front of his baby mom and his daughter, his little girl had to watch that. She's got to grow up with that, man. She got to grow up with that, man. Knowing that she saw her father gunned down, man, by the police. And don't get me wrong, man. I've got plenty of friends that I went to school with that serve in various police departments across the country. Policing has got, my father was a police officer in the Chicago Police Department for 35 years. So I am very, very aware at how tough policing city streets can be. I know firsthand. I saw it growing up, you know? So we've got to be accountable, man. I think that's the only thing, man. He just wants accountability. He just wants justice. You know, can we acknowledge what's going on? I think was the first thing that we got to recognize in all of this. But 20-something quarterbacks, man. I'm not even going to get into all the names. But I think outside of Mark Sanchez, none of those other guys that have been signed before Kaepernick have won a playoff game on the road. You know what I'm saying? You got guys like, man, I mean, guys, I don't even know, still collecting NFL checks, man. Matt Schaub is on somebody's roster. If I got to pull up that video and look at it, man, I will. I'm not even going to blame Gabbert, man. Are you kidding me? So you mean to tell me I took your job and you end up getting a job before I do? Wow. Think about it, man. I just think about a team like Houston or even San Fran. Not San Fran, Oakland. Think about Oakland last year, man, when they lost David Carr. I mean, they were set up for some type of run. I don't know. It may have ended with them getting their ass kicked in New England. We'll never know. They might have had what it takes to beat New England, though, because they were looking that good. You know? So, I mean, man, you think they could have used a guy like Kaepernick last year? A guy that's won on the road? A guy that's you know, a play away from winning it all just five seasons ago, but all of a sudden he can't play. That's ridiculous, man. It's crazy. If you want to get in there with me, man, by all means, the number is 646-668-2546. Get in there with me, man. No Freedom League, the podcast, man. It's going down, man. It's going down. I'm just, man, look, I understand exactly where my man is coming from. You know what I mean? Because the amount of fear that came over my body when I was pulled over by Burbank authorities about a month and a half, 2 months ago, was ridiculous. Like, I was legit scared. I legit thought it's a 50-50 chance of me going home right now, because I didn't know what the hell he pulled me over for. I thought he saw me messing with my phone, but he didn't, thank goodness, and I got to stop doing that. But he did notice that my tag was expired, and unbeknownst to me, I'm like, what? Some buster had took my sticker, my 2017 sticker. So I'm riding around with a 2016 sticker and didn't even know it. Dirty bastard. But look, when the guy pulled me over, man, like, I just, man, the fear within my body was, it was ridiculous, man. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy, man. So I understand, man. And unless you're black, you don't understand. You don't understand. Because it's crazy, man, how you see, you know, Caucasians in traffic stops, and they're talking crazy to the cops, and they're getting out, and they're stomping off, and some people are fighting the cops, and I mean, man, like, really? But an unarmed black person ends up getting shot and killed, and no conviction, though we got it on tape. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's crazy. Like, you see stuff, and... Ah, man, it's sickening, man. It's really sickening, man. But I just want to think about it, man. Like, how can, like, people that say they're going to continue to watch the NFL and blah, blah, blah. Like, how can you, with a clear conscience, even consider watching and supporting the NFL knowing that they don't give a damn about unarmed civilians being shot down by the police departments across the country? Like, it doesn't even matter where. It's happening everywhere, man. No accountability. And like I said, being an officer of the law is a very, very hard work, man. Probably one of the toughest jobs ever on any level. So I do understand. But, I mean... We've got an epidemic here, man, you know? It's not like a few situations, you know? It's like we don't have, like, 20-something Asian Americans getting killed by the police. We don't have an incident with 20-something Indian Americans. You know what I'm saying? Like, Caucasians, like, no. And I think that's a problem within itself, because it just goes more to show you that people only care about stuff that affects them. And I made the statement earlier about, you know, white folks don't want black folks' problems. That's true. They don't. And I understand why. Who does? You know what I mean? Nobody wants black folk problems. Hell, black folks don't want black folk problems. But look, man, if you want to get in there with me, man, holla at me. I'm about to take a small little intermission. So enjoy this classic Cam'ron Old Boy instrumental. I'll be back in a sec. Where the fuck is the number at, B? Oh boy. Yes, sir. And we back, man. No Freedom League, the podcast, man. You want to get in there with me, man? 646-668-2546, man. And it's hard for me, man, because I've been watching football damn near my whole life, man. Since I was 4 years old, watching the Bears and Walter Payton. And, man, are you kidding me? Look, they don't call me Jersey World for nothing, man. Like, it's real with me. Well, it was real. And my thing is this, man. Like, as much as I love football, as much as it, as I enjoy just the whole grind, man, the whole training camp and leading up to it, the preseason, getting excited about people that probably won't even make the damn team, you know, but I can't do it, man. I can't even support it, man, with a clear conscience, knowing that they don't care. They don't care. Not only that, if you speak up about it, we're going to blackball you. I can't do business like that, man. I don't do business like that. So it's going to be hard. You know, the start of the regular season and up to the playoffs and the Super Bowl and all that. Like, not, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. But, and this is the thing, too, man. I've been thinking about this, too. And I don't know why a team just didn't do it. If they don't think that people will do it anyway, just bring Cap in. Sign him to a contract. Hell, you don't think he's good enough? Cut him before the season starts. You know? But no, they're too stupid to do that. They're too pig-headed to do that. And that's what I don't want people to fall for, man. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't fall for, okay, well, Cap got signed, so we good. Nah, bro. You got to really look at that. You got to look at it all the way around. Like, even if he gets signed, I'm still looking at the NFL kind of crazy. Like, why did it take all of that, man? Because people don't believe that, you know, we'll boycott. When I say we, I mean people that are upset by unarmed civilians being shot and killed. And my thing is, we always want to associate everything with black and white, man. Black and white, black and white. Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter. Of course all lives matter. But we aren't talking about all lives, man. All lives aren't being taken by people being paid and trained to protect them. Unarmed, man. And then not only that, there's no accountability. What punishment? I can gun somebody down, man, just because I got a badge? I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? Then the Charlottesville, Virginia crap, you got the Tiki Torch thugs running around with their Starbucks coffees. They punching people in the face, waving Nazi flags. And come on, man, really? How you a Nazi in America? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I posted a picture. One of the dudes, he got on like a little, I guess a little Nazi, little Ku Klux Klan little uniform, and he got the little white boy dreads. I'm like, damn, you trying to be a dread, bro? But yet you supposed to be hating us? It's so stupid, man. Like, it's really a shame, because I was talking to a buddy, man, and we were just talking about how it was back in 92, man. We were more aware, we were more woke back then 25 years ago than we are now, man. Because you see a lot of them people that's being caught in them pictures of that Charlottesville crap, them the same people that be, you know, be speaking to you in store and all that, acting like they really with you, but they not, clearly. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And I don't get it, man. I don't get how people of color, especially, because it's affecting our community. I don't understand how people of color can be like, oh, man, well, I need my NFL, and I love my NFL, and, man, ain't nobody going to boycott. Y'all just wasting y'all time. That's what people want you to believe, bro. There's no machine that the little people cannot affect, man. We can't do much by ourselves, man, but together we can do a lot. Man. No Freedom League, man, the podcast, man. It's your man, Jerz, holding you down. If you want to get in there with me, man, look, the phone lines are wide open. I don't mind talking now. I'm about 21 minutes in, man, and I ain't skipping a beat, man. I cannot do it, man. I cannot do it. And, you know, don't ask me nothing about the NFL. Don't ask me nothing about the Bears. I haven't watched nothing. I haven't read nothing. I'm not going to read nothing, man, until I see some change. Until I see the NFL supporting the very causes that Kaepernick is supporting and getting behind and trying to stop this injustice, man. And innocent, unarmed people being shot down, man, in cold blood. No convictions. People losing their family members. And we don't want nobody to be accountable. We don't want the very people being paid and trained to protect us to be accountable for their actions. Wow. You know, and the thing about it, man, I know Colin didn't want this to be about him personally, because he knew what he was getting into, man, when he opted out. He knew what he was getting into. He knew the risk, but he also knew the reward, man. He had to get out of San Fran, man. He wasn't gonna get a chance to compete no way. You know how that goes. He probably could have waited for a buyout, but I don't even know how that would have went. I guess he just wanted to hit free agency, man, see what opportunities were available. Nobody answered the phone. Nobody, you know. That's crazy, man. Wow. I'm just thinking about it's week 8. Your quarterback, he ring an ankle, man. You know what I'm saying? He gonna miss 4 weeks. You fighting for the playoffs. You need to win some games, man. You at least got to go 500 these next 4 games that he's going to miss. Bam, you slide a Kaepernick in there. I was thinking about Houston, man. Houston would be ideal for that cap, man. They're trying to bring Deshaun Watson along. You know, you could have him compete for the job. If he beat Cap out, don't. Cool, start Cap. Talking about? But, just to... I don't know, man. It's just crazy. And I'm being distracted because I'm watching ESPN, and they showing some damn Jacksonville highlights, man. I don't even want to watch no NFL. I'm going to turn in the damn Food Network, man. I'm serious, man. I'm serious. And look, this is – and I'm going to get to the phone lines too, man. I see the phone lines starting to get some activity, man. So I'm going to get you in there, Memphis. I see you, man. I see you. But this is what I don't want to happen, man. Because you know when the NFL will finally say something? When one of their star players is pulled over by one of these bogus-ass cops and something happened, man. Then we want to pay attention. Then we want to wake up. Then we want to do something. Do something now, man. Do something now. That's all Cap is saying. That's all Cap was saying when he took the knee. You feel me? Like, it's sad, man. It's sad that 25 years ago in 1992, we were more aware, we were more awake than we are now, man, in 2017. And the music got everything to do with it, man. It's all about the culture, man. It's all about the culture. You think about who was leading the music revolution back then, man, and what hip-hop represented. You know what I'm saying? The Chuck D's, the KRS-One's, the Rakim's, the teachers, man. Who's teaching out here now? You know, Kendrick, he talking some good stuff. J. Cole talks some good stuff, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got some cats that's doing this and that, but ain't nobody really stepping up, man, on that leadership tip, on that teaching tip, on that putting the community up on what they need to know type stuff. Where's the fight to power? You know what I'm talking about? But look, man, I've been going in for about 25 minutes, man. I'm finna get the callers involved, man. You want to get in, you know what to do, 646-668-2546, man. No Freedom League podcast, man. Let me get to M Town in here, man. 901-827, you on the line. What's good?
Red Man, what's up, Noop? You know who this is, bro.
What's up, Lou? What's good, Noop?
Man, you know, I had to chime in on this, bro. You know, I agree with everything you said 100%, bro.
Man, Noop, I was going in so tough, Noop. I just happened to look up and I saw you on the line, Noop. I don't even know what part you came in on, but you can go on and tag me out, Noop, and go on and get in and do what you do, baby.
Now, you good, bro? Man, I dropped a little knowledge today. You know, I was reading up on some stuff by Emmett Till's mom.
Right.
And if that was true, bro, I mean, you know, Everybody know what happens to Emmett Till.
Right.
On God, didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Ridiculous.
But to hear his mom speak about it, she's a black woman in Chicago.
Wow.
Watching the Olympics in Mississippi. Her words, not mine. She said that when she saw the lynching going on, her thoughts were, the problem in Mississippi, they're not my problem. I'm in Chicago. I got a good job.
Wow.
I live in a park, so I'm good. But guess what? The reality in her, when she said, she understood the problem in Mississippi were all our problems. When her son got shipped back to her in a box. Think about that,
ain't
folks.
That something, man?
Think about
super young. Oh, my God. That's rough, man. That's rough, man.
And like you said, Goodell, he's going to take action when one of his big time stars. Hopefully this don't happen when a Cam Newton get pulled over profile.
Man, and it can happen.
That's
what
he's looking at. He's looking at Kaepernick. Kaepernick is expendable in his eyes. He's going to try to make an example out of that brother, man.
It's terrible. And they're doing it. They're doing it, man. And people know that San Francisco situation was terrible, man. Look, check this out, Luke. This is what's so crazy.
Look at the numbers he put up in San Fran last year. A 4-1 touchdown interception ratio. Third best in the league behind Dak and Brady. Third best in the league, bro. Come on now. And he don't have a job.
You can't look at them stats. You can't look at them stats, man. Them stats was in garbage time, and he wasn't helping them win and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, look, 4-1, that's crazy, bro. That shows how to win because you protect the football. You value the football. You got to have the football to win, man. And trust me, as somebody watching Jay Cutler for the last 9 years in Chicago, I know something about quarterbacks and not valuing the football. And this is what's crazy, man.
Oh, man, don't go down Jay again, man.
It's a wrap. I'm not even gonna talk no football. I'm talking straight cap. That's the only football I'm about to talk, man. And it's killing me, man, to not have to, you know, to not be involved, man, and not be in tune with what's going on with my squad, man. Because I love the game, but I can't watch it with a clear conscience, man. Knowing that this is how they feel about us, Lou. I can't do it, man.
I can't watch it either, bro. I have a 19-year-old son in Chicago. I mean, any moment, it could have been my son.
I know, man. I know. That's what's scary, man. And I talked about this earlier, man. I got pulled over a couple of months ago, right? Like, the dude pulled me over because my tag was out. Come to find out, somebody had took my sticker off, and my 2016 sticker was showing. So, naturally, he was going to pull me over. I didn't even know it. I'm thinking he caught me looking at my phone or something. So, I'm just getting nervous as hell because I'm like, I'm getting slapped. I don't even know why. It's a 50-50 chance. I might not make it is what I'm thinking. Like, it's just too much crazy stuff going through my head, man. And a Caucasian American doesn't know how that feels. An Indian American doesn't know how that feels. An Asian American doesn't know how that feels, man. It's a feeling you can't really describe, man. It's like your heart drops down and it's like about to fall out your butt. You know what I'm talking about? And man, like, I don't know, man. It's just rough, man. But I hate that they are doing Kaepernick like this, man. And it's not just because he's a nuke. I'm getting tired of everybody coming at me talking about, you know what I'm saying, you just supporting him because he's a nuke. He could be a Sigma, an Alpha, an Omega. Hell, he cannot be Greek at all, man. But for this man to be sitting on his couch, not in somebody's NFL camp right now, competing for a backup job ahead of the 20-something other bums that got signed before him, is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, Lou, I want to ask you, man, I trust your football knowledge as much as anybody, man. When you see Colin Kaepernick, do you see a guy that's washed up and can't play? Or do you see a guy at least worthy of a chance to back up a quarterback or two in the league? Lou? All right. I think my man probably stepped off for a little minute, man. But I do. I definitely see a guy that at least deserves a chance, man. Are you kidding me? Like, I talked about the Houston situation. What's up, family?
My bad, bro. I had my phone muted because I was driving. But, yeah, I mean, you know me, bro. I'm going to speak the truth.
Right.
But if I thought Cap was garbage, I would say so. But you know what? I would still support his stance now. Because to me, it's bigger than football when he's standing up for young brothers. It's bigger than football. He can be a white dude. Trust me on that.
Right.
I stand with Chris Long for what he's been doing. You know?
Right.
But to your point, is he washed up? Come on, dude, 29 years old. He's prime time for a quarterback. He's prime time. And if you want to hear the truth, from my perspective, it may be 10 quarterbacks in the league better than him. Everybody else talking about he's better than the majority of the backup. Yeah, you're right, but he's better than the majority of the starters, if you ask me. If you put him in the right situation with the right teammates, the right players, and the right coaches who know how to utilize what he brings to a team, it ain't 10 quarterbacks in the league better.
We've seen it, man. This dude was just a play away from winning it all, man, just 5 years ago. How soon we forget? Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. 20-something quarterbacks, man. Blaine Gabbert. Wow. You know, and the dumb thing is, man, like, I really want to applaud the players that do get it and that are taking a stand with Cap, you know, doing their own thing, sitting out or taking a knee or whatever. But everybody should be upset, man. It's not a black thing or a white thing. This is a people thing, man. It's about what's real, man. It's about, like, oh my gosh, I can't even begin to name all the names, man, of the people that we've just lost at the hands of police officers that are being paid and trained to protect them. It's stupid. It's crazy. And for the NFL to act like, nah, you know, we're gonna turn our out of that. We're not gonna even acknowledge that. That's crazy. That's crazy to me, man. So, look, the boycott is real, man. I think the boycott is real. How do we go about doing it? I don't know. I've never boycotted anything in my life. But I think it starts with hitting the sponsors locally and nationally that pay the NFL's bills and let them know, hey, man, we're not fooling with y'all, man. And it's not about Cap being signed, because the team can sign Cap. And he might not make the squad coming up, you know, to start the season. Then what? You know what I'm saying? But a team gave him a chance. See, that's when it's bigger than football, man. Cap led us to a point where it's like, okay, all right, we're here. Where do we go from here? You know, and you got one side talking about, oh, man, ain't nobody going to stop watching football. And you got the other side like, man, I'm with you, man. What do we do? What do we do? And that's what we have to figure out, man. We got to figure out what it is we need to do, man, to be heard. Make the NFL understand that, hey, man, this is a problem. It's bigger than Colin Kaepernick. It's bigger than Colin Kaepernick having an opportunity to earn a job. I don't think nobody's asking for Colin to be given anything outside of the chance that he so deserves. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, man. It's really crazy, man. And with the NFL being comprised of as many black players as it is, why aren't more coming to the forefront? You know what I mean? We know why. We know why. But I think they all have to do it, man. They all have to do it. Because it's the right thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, it's flat out the right thing to do, man. This is unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. But I don't know, man. Like I said, the NFL, they need to be very, very careful, man. They need to be very, very careful. I don't know who their PR people are, but they should be handling this situation a lot better than what they are, man, with what's on the line. You know what I mean? They're being looked at in a very bad way, and it's nobody's fault but their own. I'm going to go ahead and get Sweet Lou back in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Noob may want to get in and say something else, man. Noob, you drop some signs, man. on these people earlier, Noob. I see you back in effect, man. You got something else you
want
to add to it,
Noob? Hey, you know what I'm doing right about now, bro. I'm getting ready to coach my flag football team. And I wanted to quit on that because it's NFL 360, but I ain't going to quit on the board,
man.
I ain't going to do that shit up.
I got you. I feel you, Noob. I feel you.
Yeah, but like I was saying, Red, I was like, you know, I really don't expect a lot of people who ain't, you know, been in the situation we've been in to understand where we're coming from. I don't really expect them to quite know how it is to get pulled over. The stuff that go through our
man,
as opposed to my relatives, right?
That's crazy, man.
I'm lying. You know what? I'm buying Powerade today. I saw you post about Gatorade. You know, buy my cheese and drinks every day. So it's Powerade from here on out, bro.
There it is. And you know, it's crazy because, you know, I can't kill all of them. Hell, I got service with Verizon, but I can damn sure not. I ain't got a fool with Papa John's. You know what I'm talking about? And Pepsi and Coke and Gatorade. And, man, it's got to be a way to hit them, man. I think we've got to be real strategic, man, in how we do it, man, if we want to see the change that we say we want to see. See, a lot of people just be talking. And a lot of people ain't ready to move, man. You got some people that ain't going to move until they see somebody else moving. You know, so you just got to have all of this in mind, man, when you're trying to make something happen, man. Like, Cap got us to a point now where it's like, okay, the cover's been pulled off. These things have been exposed. What are we going to do now? You know what I'm saying? And I think it's important, man, to really remember that, man, and really remember what it was that he was taking the knee for and why it's not pissing off everybody that's a decent human being. I don't understand. You know what I mean? Where are the white players?
Right.
Where are they at? Do they like that? Like, anybody that sees the Philando Castile footage, if their heart isn't just wrenched, man, after seeing that, this man getting gunned down in front of his baby's mom and his kid. It's the worst thing I've ever had to watch in my life. So when the NFL says that they don't care what happens to my people because of how they look, you know what I mean? And I said this before, man, and I'll say it again. White folks don't want black folks' problems. And that's cool. I get it. But you can't act like it ain't happening. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. I'm off my soapbox, big Noob. I just had to get that off my chest, yo.
You good, bro. You good, man.
Man, Noob, it's good to hear from you, man. I can't wait to see you. It's going to be around November or something, but it's going down.
Oh, yeah. I was in your city all last week, bro. Chicago.
That's dope, man. Yeah. I love Chicago, man. I love Chicago. I be seeing my Noob now, my Noob KT up there in Chicago getting it in. He hitting every eating spot he got in. He hitting Taurus, he hitting Giordano's, he getting the Italian Beach, the Garro. That boy's on it, man. Big Noob, I see
you.
What
about Luminati's?
Luminati's, man. I've heard of it. I haven't had a chance to check it.
Yeah. The best deep dish I ever tasted. The best deep dish
I
ever tasted,
that.
Bro.
I could believe that, man. I could believe that. I got to get out there too, Lou, man. It's on another side of town that I be on, man. But I've heard the same thing. I've got to check them out. Geno's East, shout out to them. Shout out to Giordano's. But Luminati's, I got to get on them, man. If I could have some Chicago flavor right now, man, I need an Italian beef dip twice with the sweet peppers, man. I'm ready to roll, man. God, I miss Chicago food so much.
You're ready, man. I'm going to have to listen to it, you know, on my way back in. I'm up here with my kids now. We're going to start
do your thing,
football
big
practice, bro.
Get it up, big.
All right,
Noob.
I appreciate
you calling, man. My man.
All right, man. Love you, boy.
That's my man. Love back at you, Big Noob. It's my man, Big Lou, man, calling in, man. The No Freedom League podcast, the first of its kind. It ain't going to be the last either, man. I promise you, man. It's going down, man. It is going down. But look, man, I mean, I'm serious though, man. I'm really serious, man. I got about 19 minutes left, and I just want to talk about what we need to do, man, to make this happen. And what are we looking to make happen? Because it's obviously a problem, and it's obviously something that needs to be addressed, man. So how do we go about addressing it? I think that's the bigger thing. I don't think it's about if Colin Kaepernick gets a job or not. You know, that's just part of it. Like, yeah, he's being blackballed, so he deserves an opportunity to earn his right, earn his keep in the league. That's all. If he's given that, is the fight over? No, it's not. It's not. And I think that's what people have to keep in mind. You've got to keep that in mind, man. 20-something quarterbacks, man. Bro, I wish I had that list, man. I really, really wish I had the list, man, but I don't. I don't, man. That's nuts, man. That is nuts. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. But look, man, we covered a lot of stuff, man. Covered a lot of stuff. And I'm actually about to get out of here, man. I just wanted to, you know, kind of get some things off my chest, man. Just get some things off my chest. Just kind of, you know, exfoliate. Let it out. Excuse me. Damn. But yeah, man, it's crazy, man. I'm really disappointed, man. I'm really disappointed in NFL right now. Out of all the teams that, I mean, even Pittsburgh, bro. Like, why won't Pittsburgh just go and sign him, man? Tomlin, what's good? No, he should be looking out for yo. Man, that's stupid, man. That's a perfect match too. Big Ben's gonna go down about 4 games, man, every year because he's just a big beast. You got to, like, totally take him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, you had Kaepernick come in there, man, and keep it moving? That's crazy, man. It's crazy they did that. But look, man, I'm about to get out of here, man. I love y'all, man. Thanks for running this back, man. Those running this back on podcast, appreciate you, man. Those who are checking us out live, it's all good, man. We out.